Oh, I thought you turned that off. What's good, everybody? Matt Verzal here filling in for Dick Ma. Happy Monday to you. Happy President's Day. For those that have the day off, I hope you're enjoying it. For those that are working, good on you. Backbone of society. Just out there grinding away. coming out of the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed. this is from Dan. He says, I have a vision of a full cup of coffee of whiskey and honey. Hard to moderate that. And then Rowey says, add some turmeric to that plethora. It isn't that aggressive. Like, country folk, like, help me out here. Like, people that have moved to the city, this is kind of like a farm cure for everything. My grandma swears by it. My mom will heat it up. I was just telling George, I put about a shot and a half just in a rocks glass, put some honey in there, stir the honey till it dissolves, then just sip on it till it's gone. I mean, like, I'm got a full mug of coffee here. Like, I try to, if I had a full mug of coffee, the likelihood of me dropping an F-bomb goes up quite a bit in this scenario. And then George now has got me researching apple cider vinegar.
I'm not a fan, but I heard it works.
Of the ACV?
Yeah.
ACV basically cures everything. I mean, it'll take care of whatever bugs you. Verse. You are correct. When we grew up, long time ago, the All-Star game was different. It was much-watched TV, as you said. But things have changed over time. Do you, though, get sick and tired of all the perceived collusion talk of the All-Star game and guys recruiting each other? And that's coming from JT. I'm, you know, Jay, I don't, it is what it is. I mean, if you go to an All-Star game and it always seems though everybody's looking for something better, right? And I don't fault anybody for this. Kevin Durant going to the Golden State, I get it. You want to go be a part of it instead of be the part. I understand. I got no problem with that. But the thing that I'll always, like, KD is going to get paid by whomever is next. He's making a ton with Golden State. Now, as far as, like, collusion, like LeBron out recruiting, it was perfect timing, too. You got AD and LeBron in the locker room. And it's just like they're reaching out the pound and the eye contact that gets made on that. I mean, I thought that was hilarious. I thought it was super funny. And you could just see Twitter, which is my main source, just take off. And people just going nuts on that. That email came out of the 1620 Zone inbox, brought to you by Equitable Bank. We take banking personally, equitableonline.com. So it was one of those, things where I was like, okay, here come all instantly speculation. Oh my gosh, they're this and they're that, and this is going to happen, and that's going to happen, and away they go. I don't know how you don't at the All-Star game. Like, I honestly don't. What do you got?
So, in regards to collusion, yes, I'm sick and tired of hearing about it, but Bradley Beal, who played in the game last night, openly said, he's like, oh yeah, I was out there talking to guys, trying to convince them to come to DC.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not going to hide it. He's like, I was talking to teammates. I was talking to another team. He was out there recruiting.
Why would you not, though? Is my question.
Bingo.
Because you know, like, and then you got the whole Anthony Davis situation where he's just out there and said, hey. somebody asked him, like, oh, yeah, why are the Celtics off the board? And he just flat out said, I never said that. He said to me, all 29 teams are available. I'll go, well, if we're really truly in this to win, then are you going to go to the Orlando Magic? Like, is that what you're going to do? My gosh, be honest.
If the Orlando Magic get Zion, who knows? Anything is possible.
Nah.
But let's be honest. He said he wants to win. That is the
right
only goal he wants to win. He's not going to Orlando.
Where's your best chance? Oh, Golden State's your best chance. But if you want to win right now, where do you go? You're AD. You've just come out of the All-Star weekend. You've got everybody's best pitch. Come play with us for this reason. Come play with this for this reason. I think our front office can orchestrate a trade for X, Y, and Z. Come with us.
If If I don't have to worry about what they're getting in return,
mm-hmm.
I like Milwaukee.
Okay.
I like Philly. The Lakers. If he wants to win right now, I feel like Anthony Davis can change those three teams and possibly take them into the championship conversation and compete against the Warriors.
So what aren't you giving up with Milwaukee?
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Milwaukee doesn't have much to give up. It would have to be one of those trade AD to a team, and then after next season, he signs with Milwaukee. Because you're not going to touch Chris Middleton. You're not going to touch Giannis. They've got other players around them, but I feel like those players kind of complete that team and what makes that team really, really good. So don't want to touch anything that's not broken. So I think it would have to be a year out.
I mean, in the race for Zion, the Knicks are 11-47. The Suns are 11-48.
And the only reason I didn't say the Knicks is because as of right now, they don't have anybody.
Right.
But if they get... if they get two of these max deals done this offseason, the Knicks get added into that conversation as well.
Ownership's got to factor into that, though, doesn't it? James Dolan is a wackadoo. Like, he's more worried about his band than he is you're in the mecca of basketball. The Knicks, there's not a lot of things that upset me about basketball, I'll be honest. The Knicks not being good is one of them, because that is the perceived birthplace where basketball should be king, in New York City. In the, like, two max contracts, and I've said it. You go AD, Kyrie, and Zion, because if I were the Knicks, I'd lose out. I was like, yeah, okay, boys, we're going to put in the five guys that are at the end of the bench.
They've lost 18 straight, so they're doing really
superstars,
well.
Superstars, you're going to sub in later. Like, you guys aren't going to play much. Just get comfy. Well, I just won one. So they got one game winning streak right now. Phoenix has lost 15 in a row. That's my problem. Like, hey, Phoenix, nice try. Lock it up. And again, though, this is just for ping pong balls. Right? Like, you're a higher probability. And I'll tell you what, boy, I would cheat in that ping pong thing. I would find somebody to bribe. And whatever it is, make your ping pong ball go to the top, because there's got to be some smart person out there that can figure that out. I'd say, hey, here's $5 million. You make our ping pong ball pop up first. We got the same amount as the Suns. You rig that thing so it shoots to the top. And I'm not smart enough to guess if I got to make it heavier or lighter. But hey, that's an easy investment.
Whatever you got
to
do.
I'm going to put this thing offshore. You don't even have to access it. It's just over there in your name, just for a rainy day. You make that baby pop up first. If you need a little more down the road, you just give us a buzz. But I don't want you coming back out and telling everybody we cheated. That's the point I'm at now with this. Just because. Professional sports should all cheat. I mean, they all do anyway. But I'd cheat the best. Zion is a franchise changer to me. In my eyes. Agree or disagree?
What he's showing right now, yes, I agree.
Scariest part of that whole deal is who are you going to, like, not saying that he needs it. I just make it available. Whomever gets him, I'd say, hey, here's the guy that we brought in as a mentor for you. Because that coach, that older veteran player on the team, because that kid seems to have a great head on his shoulders. I'm 100% in on that. After the original videos, when I saw him dunking at like 14, like 360 windmills, like, oh, man. But that kid has a good head on his shoulders. Who can you bring in to say, hey, this is how we need you to act X? We don't need to not be yourself. But we need you to be this.
I've got one at the top of my head that wouldn't cost a lot, and that would be Zach Randolph.
Okay.
The other ones would cost a lot. I think he could learn a lot from Blake Griffin. I think he could learn a lot from LaMarcus Aldridge. But in regards to a veteran that's in the league that you can show him, like, this is how you're supposed to act, X, Y, and Z, I would say if Zach Randolph is good, like if Zach Randolph is still available and willing to play another season, do that. Because let's be honest, Minnesota did it with Carl Anthony Towns.
Yeah,
they signed Kevin Garnett to a stupid amount of money.
Yeah,
and he, to me, he was the most expensive assistant coach in league history because he literally sat on the bench and just was like, "Hey, Cat, this is how you're supposed to do."
Seeing that, eesh. Where's he out on his contract? Where's Carl Anthony Towns at? Do you know? Off the top of your head?
I do not. I
know. Okay, that's right.
He won't be a free agent for a little bit,
though. Okay. Is that a destination? For Anthony Davis?
No.
Okay.
Only because of the stuff that's happened.
Right.
In this last season with Jimmy Butler, and they tried that.
Oh, I keep forgetting Jimmy, yeah.
So that whole situation, I'm looking at how that organization put that together, and I'm like, yikes.
Does Philly need to subtract people?
Yes.
They got too many, right?
They've got too many right now. But that's why they're a contender in regards to a trade that can get AD next year rather than just having them wait out a year and then signing, because they've got a lot.
Man. I get rid of. No, I don't know. I'm not an Embiid guy. Are you an Embiid guy?
I am an Embiid guy. The guy is talented.
Agree.
Absolutely talented. And you don't get players of his size with his ability too often.
Okay.
I'm not touching him.
Who are you touching?
I would.
They already moved Fultz.
Yeah, they already moved Fultz. I would have to look at contracts, but I'm looking at Jimmy, but Jimmy's contract is done at the end of the year. But I'm looking at Jimmy. I'm looking at some of these other pieces, Tobias Harris, maybe J.J. Redick, some draft picks.
They just got Tobias.
I know, but if I'm getting AD.
You're talking next year?
Yeah, if I'm getting AD, bye.
Oh, I'm getting all kinds of helpful here. This is a good one from John. It says, Verz, you aren't drinking enough. Remember, germs and viruses are living things like you, only much smaller. They will get drunk and die off way before you have too much to see adverse effects. Go get a good drink on, and you'll feel 100% better by tomorrow. Or at least you have a good time trying the experiment. Hey, there you go, John. John's smart. Take a quick one here. Come back. More game time on 1620 The Zone. Yeah.